Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
This is Denise Salcedo with the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, and this is the weekend edition of the Busted Open Podcast. What does Randy Orton's return mean for WWE? And could we see a potential Randy-Cody Rhodes feud further down the line? And we'll give you our weekly winner. Plus, what are our thoughts on AEW's Continental Classic? You won't want to miss it. So here's the thing, because Randy Orton's been gone for over a year. I think it's like a year and a half, something like that. And now that he's returning, a lot of people are going to be very excited to see, you know, has he changed? Has he not changed? What's the experience going to be like seeing Randy Orton? Mark, when you are away from the ring for that long and then coming back, and especially coming back off of an injury, coming back off of a surgery, what could possibly be running through Randy Orton's mind, you know, speaking as a wrestler?
Believe it or not, you'll think stuff like, man, would they still love me? Like, you know, do they expect me to change? And you have to say to yourself, no, like, I'm the reason for the season. They want me to be who I am. And all of that stuff is psychobabble. It's like your brain is eating at itself from all of the time that you spent away. If Randy goes out there and as soon as he hears that crowd, as soon as he gets that first ovation, he walks through that curtain, it's going to do something to your heart. And it's like a reset. And you go out there and you try to live up to who you were. And the anxiety of waiting is the hard thing. All day long, you're going to be worried about it. Until you walk through the curtain. I've been there about 5 times in my life, and it sucks just waiting and waiting. But once you walk through that curtain, it's like medicine. It fixes all the ills.
All the waiting, and then the match feels like 2 minutes. Like, no matter how long the match feels, yeah. How long it was, it's like,
unless
it's
you're the main
like
event and you're breathing so heavy that you're like, oh my God, that was forever.
Right, but
he's always been in peak physical condition. I mean, no matter how much you train, it don't prepare you for wrestling. Collegiate, amateur, pro, wrestling is a different thing because it's perpetual motion. It's continuous motion. And once you get tired, you have to think still. And people don't realize how hard it is. You go run and do some up downs and then try to solve a mathematical equation. Without the oxygen in your blood and your thought processes are off. So, like, you got to get used to not being able to think with that little oxygen flowing through your blood. So, it's being a professional athlete is complicated. And Randy Orton is no different, regardless of how great a shape he's in. Adrenaline is going to carry him this first couple of weeks, or this first week, maybe. By then, he'll be the Randy Orton of old.
Let's go ahead and bring in some callers. We got Rob from New Jersey. Rob, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Driving to Disney right now with the family from New Jersey
Woo.
To, obviously, Orlando. And just want to say, Mark, been a big fan. I'm 39. So everything I grew up, I've been a diehard fan my whole life. And yeah, you meant a lot to me growing up, so it's really awesome to talk to you on the phone. And
Denise, thank you, man.
You picked me as one of your five winners in your pool yesterday. So I'm looking forward to doing the Wrestle Rumble pool as I get the picked in when we stop at one of these red stops today on our way.
Oh,
down.
That's awesome, man! Congratulations, by the way. If your picks win, you'll get some good cash. That's great. And who knows? You can go to the Disney trip.
Yes, exactly. But on to tonight. We'll be watching from the hotel, the whole family. My son's a big fan, too. But we're going to be really looking forward to see is possibly Orton doing a heel turn so quickly, starting that feud with Cody prior to Mania, or do you think there's a more of a shot of Cody and Orton happening down the line after Cody potentially beats Roman and has that title after Mania? What do you guys think of the better option of the two? Thanks.
I think after, bro. I think after because Cody Roman is so valuable. When I say gold, I mean it is pro wrestling currency. Like, just the saga of this right now, like, after everything is all said and done with, it'll be over $400 million. That's what it's worth to me, them being the main event. And them going to WrestleMania and the international buy rate is going to soar. The only thing that I feel like will be remotely close is Roman Reigns and The Rock. But that's a story that can go on for next year. Same thing with Randy and Cody. Think about that next year. We got to live in the right now. And the right now, it's all about Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns.
So I also agree with you on doing it after. And the reason for that is obviously I had mentioned that I want to see Randy Orton do a babyface run right now that he's back. And, you know, everything's like people are excited to see him, all of that. Right. But after I think is better, too, because where do you go? Like if Cody does defeat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40, if that's the main event that we get and that's what actually happens. You don't want to just have him go from like Roman Reigns to all of a sudden, I don't know, just whoever. I think that him and a program with Randy Orton would be very, very intriguing. And yeah. I would like to see that be like the first, for example, like his first challenge of the Undisputed Universal Championship. Like that could be him and Randy Orton. So I feel like that one's something that you could probably just save a little bit. And kind of get Randy Orton back into the groove of things. And so once we're down, once we get to next year, once we get to after WrestleMania, we can get a better program between Cody and Randy. So, yeah, I agree. After two.
And not only that, Denise, but you give Randy what you just said, a time to readjust and acclimate himself to high level performance and conditioning. And let him go out there and be the Randy of old. I think if you throw him out there now, like he'll still be a shell of his former self.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Andy Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
All right, so we kind of talked a little bit about some of the people that are in this tournament. Just to kind of run things down for those of you who may not know. In the Blue League, we got Andrade El Idolo, Brian Danielson, Eddie Kingston, Brody King, Claudio Castagnoli, Daniel Garcia. In the Gold League, we got Jay White, John Moxley, Swerve Strickland, Jay Lethal, Mark Briscoe, and Roosh. So a nice pool of competitors there. There's a lot of matchups that I can't wait to see. It's going to be a good time. Like, I can't wait to see. I think Swerve and Roosh is going to be really fun over on the Gold League side of things. Damn, that one's going to be good. Swerve and Jay White. Jay White and Roosh, we just saw, and that one was my favorite of Dynamite for sure. John Moxley mixing it up with Swerve, mixing it up with Roosh. Like, that's going to be fun. On the Blue League, Brian Danielson versus, like, literally everybody is going to be great. I think Andrade Lidolo is going to have great matches with everybody. Is there any particular matches that you're like, ooh, can't wait to see that one?
You know what? I can't just put my finger on one match. But I do know this. Whoever goes in there against Roosh better have they damn jockstrap on tight, because he has got the most energy of any wrestler at AEW.
Yes.
I mean, he is just perpetual motion. His endurance has got to be off the chart. He's constant movement, and he's always grinding, trying to win. And that's the whole point. You're trying to win. So in a tournament format, like, don't be surprised if Roosh knock off somebody that you expected to be in the final four.
Yes. Mark, I'm not kidding you. Like, I'm so happy you mentioned that, because I feel like I sound like a broken record when I recap any of Roosh's matches, because the first thing I say is like, damn, he brought the intensity. He brought the energy, because dude moves like he's got his batteries on. I don't know how else to explain it, but dude comes at a whole other level. And for those people that have never seen him wrestle, you're probably wondering, like, how is he any different from, like, some other guys that are great? You got to see him. Like,
he's
you got to see him.
He's a ton different. Like, some people have great endurance. Their bodies just don't produce lactic acid like everybody else's. They don't get tired at the level that other people. And you know who else goes wild like that?
Who?
Crazy people. And Roosh is nuts. He will jump off anything. He's crazy. I mean, that dude has, I mean, him and Moxley, when you start talking about no regard for their safety. I'm like, what are you doing? Get off that. I have to close my eyes sometimes. Like, he's just a different breed. And I love watching him work, but I miss a lot of his stuff too, because I close my eyes. You know, when you're a wrestler and you make somebody close their eyes and they like, oh man, oh no, no, please. Don't do that. That's Roosh.
Yes.
Like, he's just different, man. Like, I really love watching him work. His energy is incredible.
Like, that's the thing. We're going to get stories coming out of this tournament, right? Like, some substitute stories that are going to come out of it. I hope that amongst those is really, I want to see Roosh be the one that is, because there's not a lot of people, when I ask people who they're rooting for, there's only a certain amount of people going for Roosh here out of all of these names. I want Roosh to be the name coming out of this where people are like, dang, man, like, I was kind of sleeping on him. Ain't sleeping on him no more.
No. And that's a really, really good thing, Denise, is to be able to see somebody flourish, even though people are not checking for them. Like, guys, y'all really need to check for him. Like, Roosh is an incredible and exciting wrestler that, you know, if you got behind them on social media, that the companies that they work for might do more with them. That's to be honest. That's how it works. And crowd reaction, he always gets great reactions from the crowd. Like, where's the weakness?
Hey everyone, Jen Piacenti here, host of Sticks and Stacks, the podcast that brings you the very best action from the world of hockey and baseball. Each week, myself, Sean Drotar, and Nate Lundy will bring you our best picks and talk you through the props, bets, and fantasy advice that can help you become the best fantasy manager in your league, or even just help you win some money. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
All right, let's this go. Feels like a century ago, by the way, when I bring up AEW Collision, because this was right before Full Gear, so it feels like a century ago. But last Saturday's AEW Collision saw an opening match between Miro and Daniel Garcia. We saw Trent Beretta defeat Commander Penta El Cero Miedo and Brian Cage. For our, we also got to see Roderick Strong defeat Action Andretti. I mean, there was quite a bit on this show, even though it feels like 40 years ago. Yeah, and that's where we got to meet Mark at Collision.
Yeah, and you know, that the match between Miro and Garcia was really, really good. And I'm just like wondering, though, where is it going with Daniel Garcia? Because two losses in consecutive weeks, one by pin and one by submission. Like, I mean, it's like he's in a slump. Like, if you're a pitcher and you had a couple of home runs hit off of you, like, how is he going to react to this? I'm just curious to see what's going to happen.
The good thing is he is one of the participants in the Continental Classic. So, you know, maybe he'll get some wins there and we'll see how it goes for him. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's get into Monday Night Raw. We saw Nia Jax defeat Raquel Rodriguez in a match that basically told us that even though Raquel is really strong, she could not manage to overpower Nia Jax. We got a surprisingly good match between Becky Lynch defeating Xia Li, a really great showcase for Xia Li ahead of her big matchup on NXT. We also saw the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship number one contender that saw Tegan Knox and Natalya get the win. We saw Shinsuke Nakamura defeat Chad Gable. And then the men's War Games Advantage match that saw Drew McIntyre get the win for his team over Jey Uso. Moving on into NXT, we, again, like I mentioned, Xia Li's big match. She jumped Lyra Valkyra, and it almost seemed like the match wasn't going to happen. Instead, it got pushed to the main event. Lyra persevered and defeated Xia Li in this match. We also saw the continuation of the Iron Survivor Challenge qualifying matches, and the two people that qualified for the women, it was Blair Davenport after she defeated Thea Hale. For the men's, it was Josh Briggs after he defeated Carmelo Hayes, which was a surprising victory
surprise.
There. Yeah. And then AEW Dynamite on Wednesday, which was the fallout of Full Gear and the start of the AEW Continental Classic Tournament. And we kicked off the night with a match from the Gold Group, which was Swerve Strickland defeating Jay Lethal. Also in the Gold Group, we saw Jay White defeat Roosh. And in a main event, Jon Moxley defeating Mark Briscoe. All of those matches were for the Continental Classic tournament. So then we hop into Thursday's Impact Wrestling, which was just a recap show here of like past Thanksgiving themed matches from 2008, 2013, 2016, 2017, you name it. Then we hop on over to Friday Night SmackDown, which was a whole lot that happened. We spent a lot of time talking about Damage Control and the story that they told between Becky and Charlotte throughout the day. We had the Grayson Waller effect with Kevin Owens, which led to a tag team match between Kevin Owens and LA Knight versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory that saw KO and LA Knight get the win. We saw Santos attack Carlito, which led to the change in the matchup with Dragon Lee replacing Carlito. And then Bayley and Asuka got the win over Charlotte and Becky in the main event. We don't have Rampage to talk about for this week because Rampage will be taking place today in a 3-hour block along with Collision. So I kind of sped through what we saw here, Mark. What were some of the things that for you stood out this week or things that you enjoyed?
I mentioned it. To see Daniel Garcia and Miro was a hell of a match this week. And to get to Raw, I thought Raw was a good show. You know, a lot of preparation for this week before the pay-per-view. And I, you know, in all honesty, I didn't get to see NXT this week, but watching the clips, It was good to see all of the young people developing, and that's the thing about NXT. Even though it's a show, it's still a developmental system. And when you see people doing stuff, and there's people that you don't know, like, you know, I really didn't get to see who Eddie Thorpe was, you know. So like learning. Like the Josh Briggs beating Carmelo shocked the hell out of me. But like, you know, you get into the SmackDown last night and, you know, Kevin Owens and LA Knight versus Waller and Theory. I'm sitting here watching clips of the shows and, man, I wish I'd have been able to see all of it, but what I did see, I was very entertained by. And if I had to pick, which I do, because everybody is not geared towards the pay-per-view tonight, I would have to go with Dynamite because it was a more complete show. And you know, we always have that one match that we say, oh, man, that was great. But, like, you also got to look at the totality of the whole balance of the show. So I give my weekly winner to Dynamite because it's a more complete show.
And you were at Dynamite. What was the mood coming off of a really great pay-per-view like Full Gear and then the excitement of starting the AEW Continental Classic?
Yeah, I mean, just the whole tournament format does something to me. And when you start with Swerve Strickland after what he went through this week at the pay-per-view out in California, and you know, Jay Lethal, who is like one of the best wrestlers that we have in the world today, man, that was a hell of a jump start. And and it carried over. That momentum carried over through the whole show.
So I'm a little bit torn here because you're talking about the momentum that carried over through the whole show of Dynamite. And you're right, because I really enjoyed all of the three Continental Classic matches that we got. I thought that it was a good follow-up to an exciting pay-per-view like Full Gear. But you know what? I also thought the WWE did such a great job at promoting Survivor Series with Raw and with SmackDown. I thought they did a really good job with that. And I thought SmackDown was a whole lot of fun, but I'm going to have to give my weekly winner this week to Monday Night Raw. I thought they did a phenomenal job because I sit here, I watch these shows live, man. There's times where I'm sitting down watching a 3-hour Raw and it takes quite a bit out of me, right? Because there's some shows that are just too long. And this past Monday, man, it flew by. I enjoyed it. I liked what they did with Nia and Raquel. I was surprised by how I felt during the Becky Lynch Xia Li match. I loved what they did with Johnny Gargano and Ludwig Kaiser. Shinsuke Nakamura and Chad Gable, the men's War Games advantage match. Everything here, I thought, just carried a nice flow of the show, and I was very entertained by it. So for that reason, I give my weekly winner this week to Monday Night Raw. But AEW Dynamite,
that would have been
close.
My second. That would, Raw would have been my close second. Like, they both were balanced shows. It's 1A and 1B.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.